Blog Talk Radio.
Intuition, karma, gut feelings, that little voice in your head. Spirit speaks to us in many different ways. And learning how to listen is the first step to finding true happiness.
It's not a punishment to be back here on the earth. It is really an opportunity for our souls to grow.
God did not put you here without having some sort of way of communicating to you. Everyone has that ability.
Our bodies are temples that our souls have chosen to be in.
And there's a part of us which is alive right now in the spiritual realm. Our souls have not come back here by accident. We've chosen this time.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with Spirit Man Joseph Tittle. For the next 2 hours, we will help you explore how spirit speaks to you.
The answers aren't always where we think they are. Sometimes we have to look for the answers.
They use the word paranormal. It's not paranormal, it's perfectly normal.
Spirit Man Joseph Tittle has been communicating with spirit and exploring the spiritual realms for more than 2 decades, making more than 100,000 connections with spirit, helping to change the lives of thousands of people by offering help and comfort from the other side.
And it's taken me a long time to realize that there really is life after death.
The tremendous gift that you have and the way it can play such an amazing role in healing for anyone who has lost a loved one.
Each week, Joseph will bring you a new and exciting topic or guest, including James von Prague, Lisa Williams, Allison Bogman, Dr. Bradley Nelson, John Holland, Dr. Raymond Moody, and many, many more.
Every medium is psychic, as you know, but not every psychic is a medium.
I've worked with many psychics and mediums throughout my career. I know a lot of them quite intimately. And I got to say, you're one of the top best psychic mediums that I know. You're amazing. And when you make predictions, I listen, that's for sure.
By bringing through messages from spirit each week, Joseph helps to heal the hearts of his listeners, one call at a time.
I listened to your podcast today for the first time, and I was amazed at how well you connected.
In order to connect with spirit, you got to close down the brain and open up the heart.
What you think really creates your reality. And if people start to think, well, maybe there's more to this, maybe I really do have spirit guides and angels, maybe I really can get messages, then that begins to happen.
Tonight, Joseph offers you his many years of experience with spirit, helping you to develop the tools needed to reach that happy, blissful place of understanding that we all see.
We're these beings of pure energy. Everything is energy, and our thoughts are energy.
Join us now and listen to how spirit speaks to you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday, January 26th edition of 2016, that is, edition of Spirit Speaks Radio. I thank you all for taking time out of your schedules to be here with me on this beautiful evening. If you are new to our show, Spirit Speaks Radio, we've been here for quite some time. I don't know how much longer we'll be here at Blog Talk Radio, that is, but I'll still be here for you. And you can always find me at my website, Joseph Tittle, at josephtittle.com. That's Joseph, T-I-T-T-E-L.com. Not L-E, please. It's E-L. So again, I thank you all so much for taking time out of your schedule this evening. If you are on social media, you can find me on Facebook under Psychic Medium Joseph Tittle. You can find me on Twitter under Medium J Tittle. And they would be the only social. Oh, and actually, you could find me on YouTube as well, under Joseph Tittle too. And some of you may be completely new to the show, excuse me. And on YouTube, on January 1st this year, I did my live predictions, as I do every year, on Blog Talk Radio on the radio show. But this year, we did it also live for YouTube broadcast. So you can go in and watch that broadcast on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in my name, and it should bring up my page on YouTube, where you can watch all kinds of videos on there. Probably, I don't even know how many videos I have up on there, but there's a lot of them. A lot of the past TV shows and things that I've done over the years are up there, and I have a bunch of videos actually on cooking that I want to get up there and post it as well. I just have not had a chance to do so. It's just interesting. We're in the new year, and it just seems like they say, when it rains, it pours, and it's just been really pouring lately. And once you think you're caught up on things, all of a sudden it starts pouring, and you lose being caught up anymore. Me forever to finally get my desk cleaned off and looking really like where I could actually see the wood on my desk again. But now with the holidays and working on predictions and working on the radio show and all kinds of a million things that have to be done, my desk is once again almost not visible. And I look at it and I feel annoyed because I cannot stand having clutter all around me, and I need to get it cleared up. One thing I've learned recently, it took me long enough to figure it out, but I've come to have a little more respect and understanding as to how precious time actually is, because time goes so quickly and there's just sometimes so much to do that it's like you never catch up, and it's a constant catch up. And why even try to catch up when it's not going to go anywhere? It's still going to be there tomorrow. And we do so much of trying to catch up and keeping up with things and running around that we forgot to stop and take time for ourselves. We forgot to stop and do things that make us happy. A lot of times when the time we keep running and running and running and running, and by the time we do stop, we clunk down on the couch or we don't want to do anything because we're too tired from running, running and running and running. Whereas if we take time a little more preciously and start to organize our time a little better and make sure that there's increments in between throughout the day, every day, that you take a little bit of time for yourself, a little bit of time to sit, meditate, whatever, you know, gives you a little bit of comfort, peace of mind. Meditation is a great tool, by the way. Meditation is an amazing tool. And I find that a lot of people have a very big misconception of meditation and what meditation really is. And I did once upon a time, too, when I first started to try to venture out on learning to meditate. And when I first went on my venture of meditating was when I was in my teens, and I bought a book. I think the book was called Art of Listening. I think that might have been what the book was called. I think I have it up there on my bookshelf. I'll have to go check that out. But trying to read a book about meditation just wasn't working for me. I have a hard time reading sometimes, and it really has to be something that really catches my attention, because I have a little bit, and it took me till I was in my 30s to realize that I have dyslexia and sometimes see things backwards. So sometimes I have to read things several times before I get it. So it really has to catch my attention for me to read it. And I found that with meditation, I found it much easier to learn meditation through a guided meditation, somebody like guiding me and teaching me basically how to do it. But again, people have a misconception that meditation is stilling your mind and stilling your thoughts and it's just not possible. We can't still our minds or still our thoughts. Our minds don't even go still when we go to sleep at night. How do you expect to sit there and still your mind without sleep? Regardless, because your mind never goes still constantly. Meditation is a combination of many things, but having an intention for beginners. What are you going to meditate for? Are you meditating just to focus on your breathing? Are you meditating with an intention to maybe do a meditation to manifest something in your life? Or are you doing a meditation to bring in healing energy? There's all kinds of different intentions for meditation and what you're going to do meditation for. Connecting with your spirit guides and angels. And again, just to relax. But the basis of meditation and the two most important parts of meditation is proper posture and proper breathing. And having that thought intention of what you want to create or what you're focused on meditating on. And you start with your breathing and your posture, of course. Proper posture with meditation is either sitting yoga style with your legs crossed on the ground or on the floor. You want to try to keep your back as straight as possible because the energy runs from the base of our spines right around our lower base of our spines, and it runs straight up our spine through the top of our head, and that's how the energy flows. And you can visualize it like this because it's like a big river, but that river flows into a big lake, and then that lake, there's another river that connects to another lake, and there's seven lakes in all, and they are your chakras, your energy points, and you have seven major chakras. So there's seven lakes that the energy goes up through that chakra, fills it up, and into the next chakra, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. So what happens when you have a river going into seven different lakes? What happens when one of those little canals become clogged? The energy, the water, doesn't flow anymore. And that happens very often with many of us, where the energy doesn't flow anymore. And so you want to get that energy flowing from the base of your spine through the top of your head. Sometimes they refer to it as the prana energy. That's incorrect. I take that back. I just drew a blank. Serpent energy, that's one of them. But there's another one. I can't think of what's at the tip of my tongue. Don't you hate when that happens? So, and when you sit, you want to keep your back as aligned as possible. Your spine is aligned. So keeping your head completely straight, keeping your head tilted all the way down or all the way back isn't proper for the energy to flow through your spine. What you want to do is keep your head straight and then slightly tilt your head forward just a little bit. And that aligns the energy of your spine. And that's where you want to focus on the energy and your chakras. But that's another meditation, is chakra meditation and things like that. I am actually working on a program that I'm excited, but again, carving out the proper time to be able to do it and get it going for you all. I'm coming out with a series of workshops, hopefully sometime in the spring. And it's going to consist of three different workshops that actually go together as one workshop. And this is going to teach you meditation, basic meditation, meditation made easy, which will come with both videos on explaining the different meditations and how to do them, along with audios of guided meditations to help you be guided into those meditations so you know exactly what to do. Then there will be the advanced part of that. We'll be connecting with your guides and angels and building your relationship with your guides and angels. The first part of the whole workshop thing is actually creating sacred space and clearing energy, smudging, and things related to that. So I'm excited to get that all together. But again, it's going to be a combination of audio and video. If you're beginning at meditation, a beginner, I also want to offer on the website eventually free meditations and things to get people started as well. So that's all the things that I am trying to work on at one time. See that, like I said, time is very, very precious, very precious. And I find that I need to start carving out a list of things and making appointments to do everything. Like I make appointments for clients. I need to make appointments for me. That's what we all need to do, make appointments for ourselves and make appointments to make sure we get things done when they need to get done, goals and the things we want to accomplish, especially with this being the New Year's. It's New Year's. We want to get rid of the clutter that we need to get rid of and get focused because the energy is going to shift in May and we want to be ready and prepared when that energy shifts to make things blast off and manifest like crazy. So we got to get all that clutter out of the way and get our self organized as to what it is we want to manifest and what we want to bring into our latter part of the year. get focused on that. So when the energy shifts in May, we are set free to do so. Another thing that I recommend for you all is to create yourself a nice little vision board, which is basically a cork board that you find that you hang up somewhere in your house where you're going to see it every day. Mine hangs up above my desk, actually, but kind of facing where I see it when I come out of my room in the morning. And on that board, you're going to want to put pictures and things that you want to manifest into the new year. Pictures like if you want a new house, put a picture of a house up there. I want to move to Arizona. So one of the things on my vision board is actually my name and address for an address in Arizona. I don't even know if that address really exists. To me, it probably really does. And I'll probably end up living there. But I figure putting the future address of where I'm going to live on my vision board is a good thing, you know, a good thing to help manifest that and make that happen. You could put words up on your vision board of things like love, joy, happiness to get you to focus and bring more of that into your life. I wrote out a check to myself for a certain amount of money. I don't know where the money is going to come from, but I know that it's going to come. And I know in my heart that the universe is going to have it come to me one way or another. So I wrote a check out to myself and, you know, of course, voided it out at the bottom. And I hung that on my vision board. And these are the things, as crazy as it sounds, because when you look at that every day, you're going to be projecting that energy every day. Here's an example, actually, that has come up in a lot of people's readings. It came in through somebody's reading, actually, a little while back. And I thought it was an interesting way of spirit has a good way of putting things into perspective. So the universe listens to everything that we say. Everything that we do, it creates an energy. All our thoughts, all our words create a little energy, and that little energy goes out to the universe, and the universe retrieves that energy and works on that energy, sends that energy back to you 10 times forward. And so look at people. We all know somebody like this, complains and complains and complains, and that's all they do is complain. Well, when you do that, the universe receives that message, and the universe says to that person, oh, okay, here, let me give you more to complain about. Or when we say something like, oh, I've never been through something so difficult in my life, or this is a new year. So I hear a lot of people saying, oh my God, last year, and I caught myself at first because we're programmed to do this. I caught myself doing it at first, but I switched that thought real quickly. But oh God, it was such an awful year, and this bad thing happened, and this bad thing happened. Oh my God, it was so crappy and shitty. Oh, awful. And when we focus on that again and put that out to the universe retrieves that and says, oh, okay, you think that was bad? Here, let me give you something a little more challenging than that. And sometimes we get hit with even a harder ball than we got hit with the first time. So you really got to watch those thoughts, words, and actions. You got to focus on it. It's something you got to work on like anything else because we weren't programmed correctly that way like we should be. So when a person starts to recognize the miracles in their lives every day in and around us, you recognize all the amazing things that the universe does every day. The universe receives that information and the universe says to you, okay, let me send you some more miracles. And it sounds so simple, but for some reason we all have such a challenging time doing it when it really is just that simple. But again, getting caught up and plugging into the energy of the chaos that surrounds us will only bring more chaos to ourselves. So you have to learn to energetically unplug from things as well. If you find yourself becoming distressed after watching the news, then you need to unplug from it and don't watch the news anymore. So training yourself again in this time of year being the perfect time to get yourself ready for that. Going back to meditation in your intentions with meditation and such, that's another thing that you can work on with meditation is sitting and meditating on the things that are on your vision board. If it's a house, for example, sit down, take a few deep breaths. That's proper breathing with meditation is just to let it all out of your lungs, all the air out. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose, whatever works for you, usually 2-3 seconds, and then let it all out through your nose. Same process when your lungs are empty. You hold it for 2 or 3 seconds. Take a deep breath in. Continue breathing in that pattern. When your mind starts to wander, because it will, it always does, go back to focusing on your breathing in and out. Go back to the breathing. Go back to your intention of what you're meditating for. or what you're meditating on. But the whole goal is to get yourself nice and relaxed and into a nice, relaxed state of consciousness. And that states of consciousness, like the alpha state, are good states of consciousness to be in to help yourself manifest things. That will be, again, another thing in my workshop that I'm excited about is an alpha meditation that I learned many, many years ago when I was probably about 19, 20 years old by Laurie Cabot, the official witch of Salem, Massachusetts. And I learned that meditation, and it's one of the most awesome meditations. And I've tweaked it over the years, but I still use and teach that meditation to this day. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you all in the future, near future as well. I am going to be taking some calls in a little bit. I'm only here till 9 o'clock this evening. So I'm not opening up the lines yet. I'm going to talk to you for a couple more minutes first, and then I will take your calls in the order they are received at the moment that I tell you to call in. So now is not the time to call in if you're trying to get through to ask me a question. If you called the show in the past few months, please give somebody else the opportunity to get through. It's only, a nice, grateful thing to do for somebody, especially if you've done this before in the past few months. Like, seriously, other people could use this as well. Something I wanted to tell you, too, I was talking about reading earlier. Did I tell you everything I wanted to tell you about meditation for the moment and manifesting? Yeah, so those are good things to manifest and to help you in your new year. And I hope it really helps you and benefits you. And remember, you got to work on it. You got to put the work into it. I was reading this book that a friend of mine, the fabulous and fantastic Mary Lou, turned me on to the last time I went and saw her and had some energy work done. She shared this book with me, and I actually started to read the book the other night. Like I said, I'm not really big reader, but I know that I need to do more reading, and I'm going to set that's going to be my nightly thing that I'm going to start doing is reading an hour before bed, because I also noticed, probably why I don't read a lot, is it puts me to sleep. So I get about maybe a half hour to an hour into it, and I'm out, ready to go to sleep. So I'm going to do that at night before bed. But anyway, this book that she turned me on to is The Seven Sacred Flames by Ariella Louise Jones. Excuse me. And this book is great. Love this book. And I'm going to start doing the exercises that are in this book. Excuse me, I need some water. Excuse me, I got to go get my water bottle. It's not in front of me where it should be. Be right back. Sorry about that. So, The Seven Sacred Flames. And there's many different exercises in this book. I mean, I'm only just in the beginning of the book, but it talks about, my Lord, water. Gotta get water. Okay, so it talks about the masters, descending masters, the seven great masters of the universe that you can work with individually and work with on a daily basis, like Adama, Jesus. It's a whole bunch of cool ones. Lord Lanto. It's a really, really interesting book, and you should check it out. It's really good, cool stuff in here to do to open you up to the awakening that's happening on the planet. And that's actually a lot of what this book talks about that was really, really interesting to me because I was reading about it somewhere else, and then all of a sudden this book falls on my lap, and I don't believe in coincidences at all because spirit works in amazing, amazing ways. So this book came to me, and I started reading, and it talks about how we're going to start shifting in consciousness, and right now we're in the third dimension, and we're going into the fourth and fifth dimensions, and when we go there, it's just a completely different state of consciousness, like heaven. Heaven's not a place. Heaven is a state of consciousness, a level of consciousness, and that's why things referring to the Bible say that we are gods. We were built in the image of God because we are gods ourselves, and heaven is right here on earth because heaven and earth is the same thing. So just really interesting stuff. So yes, The Seven Sacred Flames, check it out. I'm actually going to see if I can, this book's old, so it's been around for a while, but we're going to see if I can try to contact the author of this book and maybe perhaps get her on the radio show. So, and that's the last thing I wanted to talk to you about before I move on to taking some of your calls. The radio show. So as you know, there's been little issues here and there with the quality of sound on Blog Talk, and issues where we were cut off last week or the week before, and it's just been a little bit challenging. And I wrote Blog Talk Radio to bring this to their attention over a week ago and have not heard a word back. So that in itself, just to me, is just kind of a little bit of a sign that maybe it's time. I've been here for 7 years with Blog Talk Radio. And it was just also interesting that in the process of that, I was approached by another radio network, which I have not, again, had time to connect with yet. I'll hopefully try to do that tomorrow. But hopefully I'll be moving over to maybe that network. We'll see what happens. I'm looking for other options for broadcasting to you all, and different options will come as the time progresses, including things that I hope to do in the way of video and live video and eventually a video series that is my dream that, again, will manifest eventually. I actually need to put that on my vision board. But there's a dream show that's been in my mind for the past decade, maybe a little bit longer. And my dream was always to have that show on television. But I've kind of shifted that in the thought that I believe it would be much better making it a series for online. And that's my goal. So moving right along. So anyway, it is the phone number here at Spirit Speaks Radio is area code 929-477-3054. 929-477-3054. And I will officially open up the phone lines now and take your calls in the order they are received from this point forward. And again, you must have a specific question when you call into the show. And if you've called this show in the past 2 months, do not call in. Allow somebody else the opportunity to do so. Next week on the show, what's today's date? Today is the 26th. So next week on the show, our friend Allison Bauman will be with us. And again, you got to make sure that you sign up for my newsletter. I did not send out a newsletter in January. I did send out one, I think, the day before New Year's, but that was it. I have not sent out one yet this month, and I probably won't until hopefully maybe February 1st or the first couple days in February. I'm working on future events and haven't got that all figured out yet to put in the newsletter. But check out social media and the newsletter just in case that we are not here next week and perhaps we may be somewhere else. So it's just good to keep an eye out just in case we shift or switch, because it could be that quick of a switch. If the offer that is there for me is good, then, and it can be quick, Allison and I will be on somewhere else next week. But we will be here next week somewhere, somewhere in the internet world. So Allison Bauman, visiblebynumbers.com, joins us the first Tuesday of every month with her numerology forecast for the month and taking your calls and answering your questions in the way of numerology. And welcome to all my friends in the chat room. So I'm lost on my computer. Give me a second here. It's still a Mercury retrograde, right? What's today? Actually, good news. The Mercury retrograde, I believe, ends today. For all you that are aware of the Mercury retrograde, I do believe it ends today, which means the shadow lasts until probably 10th, is my guess. But look that up online. So area code 941. Area code 941. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Wendy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Ah, sunny Florida. Is it sunny where you are in Florida?
Yes, it is, and it's in the 70s.
Okay, because I know it got cold some places in Florida recently, hasn't it?
Yes, it was cold. It was chilly over the weekend, and then it warmed up again today.
Yeah, what's cold to you? 50 degrees?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you make me sick.
How's it there where you are?
We're buried in 2 feet of snow.
Oh, boy. Okay, I don't make
that. And it's actually warm out today, 45 degrees. That's warm.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
So what can I do for you, Wendy?
Okay, I'm calling to ask if I should, I've been working on this children's book for a while, writing it, and I want to do illustrations for it. And I sent out my story to agents with some sample illustrations, or, you know, and do you see me getting anywhere with it this year? Or can you make a suggestion on what I'm doing wrong, or what I should do to make it?
You're not doing anything wrong. Don't think you're doing anything wrong. See, that's where we fail.
Okay.
That's where we fail in manifesting things, is we can't. We think we have to figure everything out. We think we have to figure everything out, and when we can't figure something out, we think something's wrong. Something's wrong with me, or something's wrong with my work, but there's something wrong because we have to figure it all out and it's not working as quick as we want it to work. You got to remember in the back of your mind that it takes a while for the universe to work miracles for us. But right now, the universe is out there working the best miracle possible for you. I'm telling you, positive thinking is the best way to go. But the thing is how spirit has shown me is that our future is already happening right now in another dimension about a year ahead of us. And every day we have the opportunity to program that future through our thoughts, words, and actions. And we program it by saying things like, my future is going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait till my book is published. Not when is it going to get published? Is it going to get published? I can't wait until it is out and published. It's going to be great and awesome. And then you got to be patient, because if our future is a year out, it might take a year for the universe to work those miracles. So, but oddly enough, when I first started talking to you, one of the things that I kept seeing for some odd reason is real estate. Are you in the real estate market, or are you in the process of some kind of real estate transaction?
Oh, no, not at all.
Really?
No. No, I work with animals.
No, but are you in the process of any kind of real estate transaction? Are you planning on moving? Have you moved just recently?
I moved a few months ago. Maybe it was two and a half months ago to Florida. I mean, to this place in Florida.
That would make a lot of sense. That would make a whole lot of sense to me. One of the other things, too, is there's a mother energy around you in spirit that's passed. And that's where this information is coming from. She's the one that wants to acknowledge your move and acknowledge that transaction, I guess. I don't know. I know you work with animals, but to me, there's some kind of special connection specifically to horses. I don't know if you have a pet horse or if you have a pet horse that's in spirit world as well. But the mother energy that comes in around you keeps showing me a connection to horses specifically. What would be your connection to horses?
I've never had one. And I don't think I've been on one for maybe, I don't know, 35 or 40, 30 years maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, it's been a really long time. I think they're beautiful and I love them. But I usually work with smaller animals like cats and dogs.
That's fine. But now going back to the past, maybe when you were really, really young, if they're bringing up horses, there could have been something that happened with this mother energy that comes through for you with horses, if she brings that up, or there's somebody in spirit world that not necessarily had a horse, but there could be some kind of connection to somebody with horse paintings and horse picture or whatever. There's some kind of horse connection. Trust me here. You'll figure it out. And the mother energy that comes in around you shows me that when she passed, she had a lot of problems with her chest and her breathing when she passed. And I feel like to me, she passed like in a bed situation. I don't know if it was at home or in the hospital or hospice, but to me, she was in bed when she passed. And again, she keeps showing me it was all related to her chest area when she passed. And I don't feel like this was recent. So, you know, I feel like this happened a while back.
You are exactly right. My mom died 25 years ago this year, and she was bedridden, and she died in a diabetic coma.
Wow. Well, she's the one that's showing me the horses, Wendy, so there's definitely something with horses. And you may not get it now. You might hit you later, but trust me, like, you will figure this out, especially the way your mom's so forward and the way she comes around you, wants to acknowledge the move around you. She also wants to acknowledge that it wasn't just a move that happened with you. She says it was some big life changes that happened with you over the past couple of years. And she's very proud of you for making those changes and taking those steps that were so difficult for you to take. And that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now. She says you question everything. She said, stop questioning everything and stop getting so caught up in your head and caught up in your thoughts. Just breathe, she says. Meditation. There's the key, the meditation. And that's what
meditation.
Your mom said.
Oh, you
is
were
that
so
all true?
Right on with
is everything
that.
She just said true?
Yes, it's absolutely true. I made a big life change. I moved to Florida. I drove across the country. I moved from Washington State all the way here by myself.
Oh,
I didn't
huge.
Know anyone. Yes. So a big left my family, a big, big change. Yes. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, she's saying you're
awesome.
Doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, so not to worry about it. There's something about the month of December that she brings up to December. I don't know if there's a birthday or an anniversary or some kind of connection to the month of December. And then separately from that, there's also a connection to the number 14. So the date, the 14th of any month or January 4th, one or the other, but 14. So those two
January
things,
4th.
December, the month of December, and then the number 14.
Okay.
So just keep it in mind. Again, if it don't hit you right now, it'll hit you later. But December makes me, when she keeps bringing up December, I would feel like you would know what that would be.
That's when my dad passed about 6 years ago. It was in December. Would that be it?
That could very well be. She doesn't tell me. She just keeps bringing up December, December, December. So whatever your connection to December is it would be probably what she's talking about. One other thing, too, is I also see she's a chatterbug. I don't know if your mom talked a lot when she was alive, but she talked a lot today. But I see white roses, which to me are the sign of an anniversary. So I would believe that someone just celebrated an anniversary or somebody is really soon. It could be the anniversary of somebody's passing or an anniversary that they're celebrating in spirit world. Not sure which one.
Yes. I'm trying to think of what that would be. I'm not sure offhand, but thank you.
And I don't think to do that at all this evening, but your mom's very, very forward. So I'll leave you with that, Wendy. I thank you for calling into the show, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
God
so
bless.
Much.
Good luck with everything.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Moving right along to the next caller in the queue. We actually have quite a few callers here that are probably all the same caller, one on their cell phone and one on their house phone. I know how you people work, though. but we actually have a couple people here from the same area code of 215. So I'm going to go to the first one here. Area code 215, first four digits, 450. Excuse me, 215-450. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joseph. This is Cheryl.
Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
From where?
Amish country. Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Lancaster, Amish country for sure.
Amish
are
country.
You Amish?
Yeah. No,
because you wouldn't have a phone.
No. I'm from
Sounds like you're holding your hand over your phone. I can't hear you very clearly.
Oh, okay. How's that? Is that better?
That's a little better.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Yeah, Cheryl.
Cheryl, that's right. So, Cheryl, what can I do for you?
I guess I have a question. I really didn't have a specific question.
You have a question?
I got a question. I'll come up.
I hope so.
I have lots of questions, so I thought, well, I'll just say, what do I need to know the most right now? You know?
That's not a good question. It's got to be a specific question.
Okay. All right. How about, can you tell me if the opportunity I have to move a long distance, if it's for my highest and best good? Because I was there, and then I'm back and forth with it, and I don't know.
Well, the reason that you're back and forth with it is because you're so afraid of making that change. It's your fear that's holding you back more than anything. It's your fear. Mm-hmm. It's your fear of more than anything. Your guides are saying letting go. You need to let go. It's time to let go. This is a big time of letting go of things. And the reason that when you go and it doesn't work out and you keep going back and forth, the reason being is because you haven't really made the big step of letting go completely. Once you close that door completely, new doors will open up. But if you don't close that door completely and you get there and no doors are opening and it's like you're stuck and, oh, my God, I got to go back. What am I going to do? Oh, my God, oh, my God. And the fear kicks in and then you go back and forth. But you have to close that door completely. Lock it, shut it, forgive, forget, accept, and move forward and make that change and know in your heart that you are doing what's best for you. You need to think of this. Where would you be happier living? That's the bottom line question. Where would you be happiest? It doesn't matter. Don't think about where you can get a job, how you're going to work, how you're going to do it. Oh, my God. Forget about all that. Where would you be happiest in your life living?
Mm-hmm.
What's the answer?
I'm not sure. It's a tough. I guess because I'm afraid. I'm not afraid. Yeah, I'm afraid. My family's here, you know, and my daughter, who I'm really close to, and.
But now we have video conferencing and video calling, and you can see her every day on video calling.
That's true, and it's
so. Like I said, you're not really thinking of the bottom line question of what I asked you.
Right.
I said forgetting about everything else, forgetting about
right.
You know, leaving what you're leaving, where you're going. Where would you really, in your heart, where would you be happiest?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And what is the answer to that? What is the answer?
I mean, it's sunny and warm.
There you go. And I see you moving anyway, but you need, and the way spirit keeps showing me, you need to close the door. To me, that's the move. You have to move. You're being called there for a reason. It's not coincidence. And this is happening to a lot of people right now. We're getting pulled geographically to the places that we align to best because energetically, astrologically, there is a place that we align with better. And most of the time, that's not where we were born or where we were raised. It's outside of that area. And most of us don't end up doing that. And that's why most people don't end up reaching their fullest potentials. So if you're being pulled somewhere, I bet guarantee you if you went to an astrologer and had an astrocartography chart done, I bet you that astrologer would say to you, wherever it is that you're going, Florida, she's going to say that that's where you're aligned. That's where you need to go.
Right. It is Florida.
So actually, congratulations to you for listening to your spirit guides and them pulling you to go there. Now you just got to take their full advice and trust them that it's going to be for your highest good and just make the move. Remember, we have Skype, we have FaceTime, all these things that you can talk to your loved ones at home with.
Yeah, I know.
And just think that you can come back and visit anytime you want, and they can come visit you anytime they want.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, thank you.
And you're going to move anyway. Trust me. You're going to go back. But it's up to you whether you keep going. And that's the other thing. We have many different potential futures, and you have many different potential futures. For you to reach your highest good, of course, that best future for you is not where you are now, but where you're going to move.
But if
you don't, you also have the other potential future of continuing to go back and forth and being not quite happy.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm kind of like, I just have been really stuck for a long time and not really feeling like I belong out here in Lancaster. Like I said, I guess I'm not a country girl, from Philadelphia, but I'm just not really happy out here. But,
time to go.
Time
to go, Cheryl.
All right. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you for calling into the show. I wish you the best with everything.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye. Moving right along. Area code 508. Area code 508. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Joseph.
Hello. That's my name.
Okay.
What's your name?
This is Miriam, and I'm calling from Upton, Massachusetts.
From Upton?
Upton, U-P-T-O-N.
Upton, Massachusetts. I've never heard of it. Is that northern, eastern, western?
South of Worcester.
I don't know where that is either. Are you near Boston or are you near Salem?
About an hour from Boston. And an hour from Worcester,
so
in between. No.
That's not that bad. What's your name again?
Marianne.
So what can I do for you, Marianne?
Okay, my question is it possible for our loved ones in heaven to manipulate things in our lives to make things come our way?
Well, truthfully, I would say no. And I will tell you why. I will tell you why, because when we come into this, that's why we have spirit guides and guardian angels, number one. Number two, if our loved ones were allowed to manipulate what goes on in our lives, the day after my mother died, she would have came down here and said, Joey, go play these numbers on the lottery. and I guarantee you, I know my mother would have done that by now. And she's come to me many times, but not with no damn lottery numbers. So now I do believe that if that was in my book, like my, We come into this life, according to the spirit people, what they show me is that we come into this life with a gigantic book. And I mean, it's so complex. That book has 100 chapters in it. And some of those chapters are like the worst life you can choose. And then the opposite of that, some of those chapters is the highest potential life that you could possibly live, being in that place of, complete love, joy, and happiness. And out of those 100 chapters, we actually only live 20 of them. And again, each one is totally, fully orchestrated for us, including there's a filing cabinet that goes with each chapter, a filing cabinet of contracts and agreements that you have with other people, other souls, animals, so forth. And so it's so complex. Like I said, it's so complex. And out of those 100 chapters, you live 20 of them. But you pick them as you go along. Every day you have an opportunity to pick a different chapter. And what helps us pick those best chapters is our spirit guides and angels. And they can help direct us in which chapter would help us reach our fullest potential, because they know what they're doing and they know that they can do that. Whereas our loved ones, they can't just give us something if it's not in our book. Now, as if it was in my book of chapters that I was going to win the lottery, and I was on that path, I was heading in that direction of chapters, then sure, my mom probably could come down and give me the winning lottery numbers, because it's already written in my chapters. Understand?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So therefore, I do believe that at some point, our loved ones can manipulate things, but only if it's in our book and there to help us reach our highest potential.
Okay.
Because at this point in my life spiritually also, I've come to a conclusion that absolutely anything and everything is possible. Because once I think something's not possible, the spirit world proves me wrong. So I just come to a conclusion that anything is possible. Nothing's impossible. Anything can happen.
Yeah, okay.
Does that answer your questions?
Yes, it does. Yep.
All right, Marianne, then I thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you very much.
God bless. I wish you the best. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Moving right along to area code. It just skipped doodle daddled out of my way. Oh, I hate when that happens. Oh, goodness gracious. Where'd it go? I just did it again. Oh, that drives me nuts. Area code, was this the same person I just talked to or not? I hope not. 541, area code 541. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Joseph? Anybody,
that's me.
Hi, this is Jen. I'm calling from Junction City, Oregon.
Can you turn the music down in the background,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, sorry. Hi, can you hear me?
You're supposed to be listening to me, not music.
I am. It was my cell phone. I called on the phone,
you are
so nobody
so
be calling
busted.
Me on the cell phone.
Oh, whatever.
How are you doing? Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jen. I'm calling from Junction City, Oregon.
Oh, you did say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. How are you surviving the snow back east?
Well, not very well. I hate snow. I hate cold weather, but I'm dealing.
Oh, well,
what can I do for
we're
you?
We're doing good here. It was
where
like
did you say you're in Junction City? Where?
Yeah. Junction City, Oregon. We're like
Oregon.
Do you know where Eugene, Oregon is?
No, not really.
Well, we're like an hour and a half outside of Portland, Oregon.
That's like in the mountains, isn't it?
No, we're right in the valley. It's really nice.
Isn't it cold there, too?
No, it was like almost 60 degrees, sunshine, no rain.
Oh,
yeah, we're
wow.
loving it. Yeah, Northwest,
all right.
It's beautiful out. Yeah.
What can I do for
I'm
you?
I was just wondering if you... My mom has a florist shop, and she currently moved it home. She had like a store in town, and I kind of work a part-time job and help her with her florist shop, and I was just wondering if you had any insight on what direction me and her should be going with it.
What kind of shop is it?
It's a florist. It's like a florist boutique. She does like flowers, gifts, stuff like that.
Oh, I gotcha. Why does that? What's the name of this business?
It's called My Painted Garden.
Okay, I like the name.
Thank you.
But when it feels to me like it's all over the place. Like energetically, it feels very kind of confused and chaotic to me. Why is that?
Because it was. It was just from doing good to not doing good till we had to move her out of her shop, and then now part of her shop is home at her house, and now we're...
And why is she so afraid of being successful with it?
That's her. She's just, you know, she goes to one
door. Because that's what's holding her back. She's afraid of being successful. Why is she so afraid of being successful?
I tell her that all the time, and just it's an ongoing thing. It's like she gets two
steps
forward.
I never even heard of such
a
thing either. How could you be so afraid of being successful?
I know. Nuts, huh?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So she needs to kind of totally rethink this. She needs to totally rethink this and totally redo this and maybe even start all over from scratch. Because it's all over the place. It's chaotic. And when it's like that, it ain't going to ever go anywhere. It's just going to be all over the place and chaotic. And I'm trying to go back in my head because that's how my business years ago that I opened up a New Age shop, that's how that was in the beginning. It seemed chaotic and we were all over the place until we finally settled. And I think that was a combination of it too. Same exact thing, a fear of success, a fear of like, oh my God, you know. But once you get past that fear, the success is right there waiting for you. This to me could be a very successful thing, a comfortable thing. I don't feel like it could be something that makes us millions and millions of dollars. I mean, I believe that's possible too if that's what your goal is and you want to open up them all over the place, but to be comfortable with it, I think it's really possible. But also I think that she has to start all over again from scratch, and that would be including changing the name of the business.
Good.
There's
to know.
Too much chaotic energy attached to the name of the business.
That's my thoughts exactly. Yeah.
So little Miss Psychic, you go tell her.
I know. Don't get me started. People tell me that.
And then when
time.
She opens up, you can do readings out of the back.
I know, right? Oh, no. There's... Oh, man.
You and,
you
know,
know
to me, at the same time, I don't really think that this completely has her heart 100%. I feel like her heart's not 100% in it. And if you really want something to succeed, especially a business, your heart's got to be 100% into it.
Right.
So... That's what I have for you, darling.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I mean, it's pretty much what I was thinking, too, but that's, wow. If only she was here to listen to the radio broadcast, she'd be...
Oh,
just...
you can go back and listen to it over again.
Yeah.
It replays. You can go back to the website and listen to any episode afterwards, or you can go on iTunes and download it from iTunes as well for free.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
But to me, like, business could be a good thing for her, but she has to, it needs to be re-kicked, restarted, and we can't start it the same way as we did the last time because we're setting ourselves up for failure again. We need to incorporate something new into it, do things differently than we did the first time, have no fear going into it, and go into it with the whole... manifesting thought in your mind of where you want it to be at the end. You know, where do you want that business to be at the end? What is the goal of the success of that business? And that's anybody out there listening. What is the goal of what does that look like for you? Because it's different for everybody. You know, your successful business might look different than Mary down the street's successful business. You know, everybody's thought of success with business is different. You might be comfortable making $100,000 a year, whereas somebody else might not be comfortable with that. They're more comfortable with $200,000. So you got to get that in your mind of where what success looks like for you in business. Think about that. Connect to how that would feel. Like, how would it feel to run your own successful business making that much money every year? Write down your feelings. It feels, you know, whatever those feelings are. And write those feelings down because that's how you're going to manifest it through the feelings of whatever it is you're trying to manifest. And then you can write those feelings down on your and put them on your vision board. You know, it feels awesome. I feel secure. I feel joy, whatever that may be for you. And that's when you start the business and make it successful.
Wow,
and
very
I must
true.
Leave you with that. So I
thank you
Jen,
so much
for calling into the show. I wish you the best.
All right.
And have a fantastic evening.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. Stay warm.
Bye-bye. Moving right along to area code 910. Area code 910. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ebony, and I'm calling from North Carolina. You like that sexy voice I got there, Ebony?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just cracked myself up tonight.
I do.
Where are you calling from again? North Carolina,
I'm calling from North Carolina, Fayetteville.
All right. I get a lot of calls from North Carolina. That's interesting. What can I do for you, Ebony?
Just basically want to see, I guess, if there's anything important that I need to know that may
come up. You'll have to have a specific
up.
Question for me.
Okay. What do I need to know in reference to my love life for this year?
Oh, God. Why are you blushing when I say that? Why are you blushing?
Because, I mean, everything is kind of smoothing and going good. I mean, I haven't really...
You're in love right now.
Everything is really changing for me. 2016 has really did a whole 360.
You didn't just have a baby, did you?
No, I did not have a baby. I have three children, though.
Okay. Are you still able to be pregnant?
No, I'm not, but that don't mean that you can't have kids.
No, that's what I mean. Are you still able to get pregnant? Like, are you still fertile, mama? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, my tubes are tied, but that don't mean anything.
No, that's true, because I told somebody before they were going to get pregnant and their tubes were tied, and she said, that's impossible. And guess what? She got pregnant.
No, it's not.
But no, I see... I'm sorry. It might not be you, but I do see somebody around you with a child, and it just feels like for some reason that you're so excited about this little girl. It's a little girl, by the way. So I don't know. That's why I asked if you just had a child, because maybe that's what it's related to. But I don't think necessarily that it's you pregnant, though. So, you know, it's got to be somebody really close to you. But love life, to me, I feel like when you talk about your love life, you blush. So if you're blushing, you're in love.
He's a pretty good guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Pretty good guy. I can't complain. Yeah.
So yeah. Go with it, girl. Go with it. Enjoy it. Take it slow. Don't talk marriage to him too much. You'll scare him away.
Okay.
It scares him. I don't know why. I think he must have been really hurt in the past.
Maybe he'll get over it sooner or later, and we'll move forward as time goes.
No, yeah, you definitely will. You definitely will. But I feel like right now is too soon.
Okay, because April will make a year.
Yeah, I'd say wait a year and a half. Wait another 6 months to a year, and then you can bring it up. But right now, he's still a little trembling, scared, because it's interesting. You do have a good man there. Because I feel like he's actually afraid of failing. Like, he's afraid because – and it's sad because it was because he was hurt in the past. So, and even though he was hurt in the past and it wasn't his fault, it was the other person's fault, he feels like, you know what I mean? Like, he feels like it was his fault, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So he's afraid of, like, hurting you. Even though inside he knows he's not going to, but he's afraid he's going to. If that makes any sense at all, his mind's twisted.
It does. No, it does. He's a Gemini like me. It makes perfect
sense. Oh, God, that's all you got to say. You're both Gemini? Oh, God, God bless you.
A week
that's
apart.
Like Jekyll and Hyde and Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, it's fun.
I sure it is. Especially male Geminis, because male Geminis are so Jekyll and Hyde.
Yep, it's fun though. We get along really well, so that's a good thing. It's like a long time coming.
That's all that matters. And I see you dancing, so you need to dance more. According to your spirit people, you need to dance more. Dance your little heart away.
Okay.
Think about dancing, but I must leave you with that because we're actually out of time and we're going to get cut off the air in a couple seconds. So I must leave you with that. But I thank you, Ebony, for calling into the show.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck with everything and a happy marriage.
Thanks.
Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye. So I must cut short this evening. It's been a very, very long day. Lots of things going on that are all smooth and working out right quite well at the moment. So let's knock on wood. And so I thank you all for joining me this evening. We'll be back next week from 8 to 9:30 p.m. with Allison Bauman, the fabulous numerologist. And then the following week, I have another special guest coming on the air for you. And I'm working on many different inspirational guests for you coming up over the next few months and in the spring months. So if you happen to have a idea for an inspirational guest, you can always send it to us. We'll look at it. I can't make any guarantees whatsoever, because preferably we prefer certain guests, and sometimes we just can't keep up with everything, emailing everybody, and we'll do our best. But a lot of times we email people to be on the show, and then they never email us back, or it's just sometimes gets a little confusing. Running a radio show can be a full-time job in itself, just being on the air once a week. But anyway, thank you all so much for joining me this evening. I hope you have a fantastic week. Remember to sign up for my newsletter at josephtittle.com. Joseph, TITTEL.com. Thanks to everybody in the chat room for hanging out today, to all my callers and all my listeners that are here live, and those of you that listen to the archive later on. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to Spirit Speaks Radio. We'll be back again next week for another edition of Spirit Speaks Radio. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
Intuition, karma, gut feelings, that little voice in your head. Spirit speaks to us in many different ways. And learning how to listen is the first step to finding true happiness.
It's not a punishment to be back here on the earth. It is really an opportunity for our souls to grow.
God did not put you here without having some sort of way of communicating to you. Everyone has that ability.
Our bodies are temples that our souls have chosen to be in.
And there's a part of us which is alive right now in the spiritual realm. Our souls have not come back here by accident. We've chosen this time.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with Spirit Man Joseph Tittle. For the next 2 hours, we will help you explore how spirit speaks to you.
The answers aren't always where we think they are. Sometimes we have to look for the answers.
They use the word paranormal. It's not paranormal. It's perfectly normal.
Spirit Man Joseph Tittle has been communicating with spirit and exploring the spiritual realms for more than 2 decades, making more than 100,000 connections with spirit, helping to change the lives of thousands of people by offering help and comfort from the other side.
And it's taken me a long time to realize that there really is life after death.
The tremendous gift that you have and the way it can play such an amazing role in healing for anyone who has lost a loved one.
Each week, Joseph will bring you a new and exciting topic or guest, including James von Prague, Lisa Williams, Allison Bogman, Dr. Bradley Nelson, John Holland, Dr. Raymond Moody, and many, many more.
Every medium is psychic, as you know, but not every psychic is a medium.
I've worked with many psychics and mediums throughout my career. I know a lot of them quite intimately. And I got to say, you're one of the top best psychic mediums that I know. You're amazing. And when you make predictions, I listen, that's for sure.
By bringing through messages from spirit each week, Joseph helps to heal the hearts of his listeners, one call at a time.
I listened to your podcast today for the first time, and I was amazed at how well you connected.
In order to connect with spirit, you got to close down the brain and open up the heart.
What you think really creates your reality. And if people start to think, well, maybe there's more to this, maybe I really do have spirit guides and angels, maybe I really can get messages, then that begins to happen.
Tonight, Joseph offers you his many years of experience with spirit, helping you to develop the tools needed to reach that happy, blissful place of understanding that we all see.
We're these beings of pure energy. Everything is energy, and our thoughts are energy.
Join us now and listen to how spirit speaks to you.